Oh, thank goodness. Wait, what's he used to do?
It's game time, and Petersburg High School's esports team, Solstice, is competing against Angoon. Five Petersburg players are sitting around a table with their laptops open. They're on the stage in the auditorium with a handful of people watching the video game projected on a big screen. They're playing the battle arena game League of Legends. The game noise is pretty quiet. Mostly what you hear are the players talking to each other.
That guy. Just in practice, like how to properly kind of. Like you gotta wait sometimes.
Senior Jack Beyer is at the table, but he's not playing. He's the team's coach, and he's guiding freshman Malcolm Fry through his first competition.
And then, yeah, he's gotta do a little bit of math, you know, kind of think like, okay, it's here, so I can maybe do one or two.
And to be honest, no adults at the school likely have the skill set for this type of mentoring. Before the game started, I asked Fry about joining esports.
I like it a lot. It's fun. You actually get to sit down and have a fun time.
He's not the only freshman on the team. It's Joseph Myrick's first year, too.
I heard about it in eighth grade, and I was like, this sounds like fun. I'd played League of Legends a long time before, back when I was in seventh grade. And, I decided to come back to it for esports.
As a freshman, Myrick is on the junior varsity team, and he's just watching the game and filling me in on how it works. Petersburg is in red and Angoon in blue. Each player has chosen their character from over 150 choices, each with different skills. But Myrick says the characters can get banned by other players.
That's why it's definitely recommended that you play multiple characters and you know how to use them in different ways.
In League of Legends, players have skill rankings. For starting junior varsity players, it's usually around the 10s and 20s, and seasoned varsity players can be over 100. But Myrick says some players in the world are ranked over 1,000.
Just because they don't have a life, because they're like shut-ins and they like to hide in their room or something like that and they just play.
But it sounds like that's not anybody's goal here, to be a shut-in and be like master
Our
of the...
Our goals are just to progress as much as we can and get better at the game.
And it will break any of that.
Esports is about having a life as a high schooler. It creates a team environment for some students who otherwise aren't connecting with their peers after school.
We feel like it really has the potential to serve a bunch of students that, for whatever reason, none of our current offerings are really appealing to.
That's Billy Strickland, the executive director of the Alaska School Activities Association.
When schools start esports, usually right around 35% to 40% of the students that get engaged weren't engaged in any of your current offerings. This gives a student another reason to get involved.
The ASAA sanctioned esports in April. That means, like other school activities, players need to keep good grades and follow other requirements to participate. There are some technology challenges to the sport. Broadband width can be a competitive factor. Strickland says in the future that might determine classifications more than school size. Also, PC computers are more compatible with some of the games than our Macs, which some schools use. But Strickland says the costs are minimal compared to other in-person activities.
Technically speaking, in a few weeks, we could have Petersburg playing Barrow, and there's no cost of travel.
Oh, thank goodness. Wait, what's he doing?
Back in the Petersburg auditorium, Rita Beyer watches the game on the big screen. She's Jack Beyer's grandmother, and she says she watched the team's games last spring, too.
I think it's awesome. I mean, not all kids want to do sports activities, physical activities. This sport is for those kids that, they're good at computers, and that's where their expertise lies, rather than wrestling or basketball. So I think it's great.
And for those keeping score, Petersburg ended up winning two games against Angoon. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.